Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right. So we've got a situation here that I think a lot of people can relate to, at least to some degree.
Right.
You know, that idea of moving into a peaceful cul-de-sac, picturing, you know, friendly waves from the neighbors, kids playing in the street, that kind of classic.
Suburban tranquility.
Suburban tranquility. And then
reality
hits.
Exactly.
And in your case, it sounds like this clash between expectation and reality really centered around one particular neighbor, Mrs. M.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because you describe her as bedridden.
Right.
Which already presents its own set of challenges, right?
Of course.
But then you add this layer of all these other people coming and going from the house.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so unsettling.
Yeah.
It's not just that she's elderly and maybe needs a bit of extra help.
Mm-hmm.
It's this constant flow of, I don't even know, relatives, caretakers, who knows?
Exactly. And you hit the nail on the head there. That vagueness.
Yes.
That uncertainty is what really starts to plant those seeds of doubt and unease.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you start to notice a pattern.
Oh, yeah.
Things start to go missing. Bikes, lawn chairs. It's like they view your property as an extension of their own.
It's fascinating, isn't it, how those seemingly small things, those little boundary crossings, can really start to chip away.
At the sense of community.
Exactly. At the fabric of the neighborhood.
Did this happen to other neighbors as well?
It did. And that's a really critical element here because it suggests that this isn't just a case of forgetfulness or misunderstanding.
Right.
This points to a pattern of disregard for those boundaries.
Yeah.
Almost a sense of entitlement to their neighbor's belongings.
Which is so strange to me. Like you said, it's not like they're stealing expensive electronics.
Right.
It's everyday items.
It's almost like they're testing the waters.
Interesting.
Seeing what they can get away with.
So you decided to address this directly with Mrs. M. What was her reaction?
You know, I have to give you credit for that.
It was more out of frustration than anything else, to be honest.
Sure. But still, you took that step.
Yeah.
But tried to open up a line of communication.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people would have just let it slide.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
But unfortunately, it sounds like Mrs. M wasn't exactly receptive.
Not really. It was always a variation of, I'll talk to them, or they didn't realize.
Right. But nothing ever changed.
Exactly. And that's the frustrating part. You're stuck in this cycle of hoping for the best, but knowing deep down
that it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's where those feelings of frustration.
Oh, absolutely.
Even helplessness can really take root.
It's incredibly draining.
It really is.
It's like you're trying to have a rational conversation with someone who's
not even listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they're not even on the same planet as you.
And you know, that's a really important point because it speaks to this deeper issue of
a lack of respect.
Exactly. They're not respecting you as a person.
Right.
They're not respecting your boundaries.
And it just escalates from there.
Oh, yeah. What happened next?
Well, it went beyond just the missing items.
Okay.
Then they started accusing my kids of taking things. And it wasn't just like a casual, hey, did you see my wrench?
Right.
It was very pointed accusations.
Like they were trying to.
I'm like, they were trying to get them in trouble.
Exactly.
And the thing is,
yeah,
we have security cameras.
Oh, really?
So I was able to prove that my kids had nothing to do with it.
And how did they react to that?
They didn't really have a response.
It's like they just
brushed it off.
Completely dismissed it.
Exactly. Which is so frustrating because
it shows a complete lack of
accountability.
There you go. Mm. They're not taking any responsibility for their actions.
And then it gets worse.
Okay. I'm almost afraid to ask.
One day I get home.
Yeah.
And my kid tells me that one of the neighbor's kids tried to get into the house.
What? How?
He'd somehow figured out our door code.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
That just gives me chills. To think that someone would...
violate your space like that.
Exactly. And you're supposed to feel safe in your own home?
You would think so.
So what did you do?
Well, of course, I went over there immediately.
Yeah.
And can you believe their reaction? They blamed me.
For what?
For having an easy code.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. So now it's your fault that their kid...
tried to break in.
Unbelievable. And this is where that feeling of helplessness can really set in.
Tell me about it. Because what do you even do at that point?
Right. It's like you're dealing with...
a brick wall.
Yes. And as if that wasn't bad enough.
It gets worse.
It does.
Yeah, this is where it goes from just annoying to actually scary.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, so like all that wasn't bad enough already, right?
Right.
And then Mrs. M's eldest daughter comes to visit.
Oh boy.
Yeah, this is where things go from bad to worse.
Okay.
Because she doesn't even live there anymore.
Right.
She's just visiting for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But she shows up at my door ready to fight.
Oh, wow.
Screaming, yelling all sorts of threats.
And how did you handle that?
I'll be honest, it took... every ounce of self-control not to engage.
Right.
Because part of me just wanted to...
give her a taste of her own medicine.
Exactly. But I knew that wouldn't solve anything.
Good for you for not stooping to their level.
It was hard, though. I'm not going to lie.
I can imagine.
She was really something else.
I bet.
It took like 4 guys to drag her away from my house.
Wow. That's intense.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy.
So at that point, did you consider calling the police?
I did. I mean, it definitely crossed my mind because on the one hand, they're terrorizing my family.
Right.
And on the other hand, I don't know what good it would do.
Right. It's that classic dilemma.
Exactly. Do I try to fight fire with fire or do I just keep trying to...
find a peaceful resolution?
Yeah. And hope for the best.
It's a tough spot to be in for sure.
It really is. And honestly, I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, first of all, I want to commend you for your commitment to try and do the right thing. Because it would be easy to get caught up in all the drama and stoop to their level.
Right.
But you haven't done that. And that says a lot about your character.
I appreciate that.
And even though we haven't been able to come up with a magic solution today.
Right.
Sometimes just talking about these things.
Yeah.
Getting it all out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
It can be incredibly helpful.
It really can.
And, you know, you're not alone in this.
I appreciate that.
These kinds of neighbor disputes happen all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I feel better knowing I'm not the only one.
Right. And there are resources available to help.
Like what?
Well, you could look into community mediation.
Okay.
There are organizations that specialize in helping neighbors resolve conflict.
Interesting. I'll have to look into that.
And, you know, if things continue to escalate.
Yeah.
It might be worth consulting with a lawyer.
Okay.
Just to explore your legal options.
That makes sense.
Because ultimately, you have a right to feel safe and secure in your own home. And sometimes you need to take steps to protect yourself and your family.
You're right.
So don't be afraid to advocate for yourself.
Thank you so much for your insights. I really appreciate it.
Of course, anytime.
This has been really helpful.
I'm glad to hear that.
And for anyone else out there dealing with a difficult neighbor situation, just remember, you're not alone.
Absolutely not.
There are resources available to help.
And don't give up hope.
Exactly. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly.
All right. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive.
Great talking to you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.